This episode of First Past the Post will cover various hereditary thrombosis syndromes that are covered on the U.S. Emily 1 exam. So you can encounter factor 5 lead-in, right? That involves production of mutant factor 5 that cannot be degraded by protein C. You could also encounter prothrombin gene mutations. Here, the most common mutation tends to be a mutation in the 3 untranslated region associated with venous clots. You can also see AT3 deficiency. That refers to inherited deficiency of antithrombin 3, leading to a reduced increase in partial thromboplastin time after administration of heparin. And you can also have a patient with protein C or protein S deficiency. Refers to a case, or will typically involve a case where there's a decreased patient ability to inactivate factors 5 and factor 8. Here you'll have increased risk of a hemorrhage skin necrosis after the administration of warfarin. And that concludes this episode on hereditary thrombosis syndromes.